The Japanese, how do they view the gospel?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the challenging book, Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Well, Ken, I understand that you found it quite difficult to reach the Japanese people with the gospel message. Why do you think that's so?
I remember the first time I went to Japan to speak. The Japanese translator explained to me that up until the last World War, Christians were persecuted and even killed in Japan. He told me there really was no Christian basis whatsoever in the culture. He said that when I used the word God, he couldn't just translate it as God. Because of their Shinto religion, the Japanese would understand this as just another God, one to add to all of their others. So my translator would need to define God as the Creator God. Also, because evolution is taught as fact through Japan's education system, I'd have to show them this was wrong. He also said that the Japanese people wouldn't understand sin or who Jesus Christ is. So I would have to lay the basics of Christianity from the very beginning, starting with Genesis, so they'd understand the gospel. You know, I believe people in our once Christianized nations of the West are more like the way the Japanese culture is today. The teaching of evolution has removed the proper foundation of the gospel from their thinking, which is why we need to tell them the true story, beginning in Genesis.
And starting with the book of Genesis, you can find the answer to the age-old question, if there's a God, why is there so much death and suffering in the world? Ken Ham tackles that question in a free booklet, available at AnswersRadio.com.